like an armoire that the French have, you know, that in the old houses they did not have closet space like they have now. You know, they have these walk-in closets, you hide everything. I wish we had them. But I have three wardrobes, so I just have to use them some. And I've got two, closets up here, but not big closets like I'd like to have. The bevel mirrors are beautiful, doors and everything, and the marble tops are all,
yeah, the wardrobe you mentioned, is that the same thing as chest of drawers, or is that different?
Chest of drawers is a chest of drawers. It's just like
a chest of drawers.
It's all wood, you know, it doesn't have doors like a wardrobe has doors.
And so you can hang clothes in the wardrobe.
Yes.
You can.
Mm-hmm. And everything has to be chest of drawers, or just a standing thing with nothing but drawers to it.
Now, that wardrobe, is that the same thing as a chiffonier, or?
Well, chiffonier is a kind of modified. A chiffonier has a top to it some way, and maybe a drawer too, and then might have an opening down below a chiffonier. It's not as big as a chiffonier, smaller than a wardrobe.
And let's see. You mentioned kitchens. Did anybody ever call the kitchen anything beside a kitchen?
Kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
We never did.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. What did you usually have hanging to keep the light out on your windows? You usually had in the house when you were a girl?
Well, we had shades.
Just window shades?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you, what
most? We had curtains and drapes too.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have blinds hanging up?
Yeah, we had blinds on the outside. And later years, about the 90s, they had these inside blinds, but most of the blinds were on the outside of the houses, and now they don't use them. But they used to...
I've never seen those.
Huh?
I don't believe I've ever seen blinds on the outside.
Oh, that's how they used them for in the old days. And they were slatted, and they used to bring them in, and you could keep out the sun and take a nap or something. And leave your windows open.
That's a good idea.
That's the way they did.
It really is.
I guess they got it from the tropics. I don't know, but I imagine they did.
And in the kitchen, what kind of furniture would you, what would you have in a kitchen there?
Well, it just depended on the times. We had gas stoves as long as we could. We had the first electric stove there in Montgomery, and it was on this project out here. And Papa didn't want it at the time, but Mr. Tillis, who was head of the light company, president, lived down here on Madison Avenue, and he said, I want you to send that stove out there, and I want y'all to use it. So we were trying it out. And they didn't have this high-powered electricity to come into your houses to take care of it like they do now. And every time we'd put water on to boil for coffee or tea, everybody's life in Capitol Heights went down. And they used to cuss us out, and Blanche Perry around here, Madison, her husband was a dentist, she said, there's a going to cook supper. And she'd get so mad about it, and it'd take forever to boil water for anything. So we got rid of that thing. We couldn't take it. We had a big old wood stove when my voice came along. And they had a big container that held hot water. And then they had what they called a warming oven. You raise that thing up at the top, and you could put food up in that dinner time and keep it warm way up in the afternoon. And when we'd come home from school, our plates would be up there where we'd eat our dinner.
Hmm.
You know. They'd have sweet potatoes up there and things like that.